T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas to you. Here we go, getting underway with hour number 2 of this most dreaded day of hour number 3. Well, math was never my strong suit. Hour number 3, the 5 o'clock follies, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you along. If you missed the keyword, just got off work at 5 or had to tune out momentarily, I understand, you know, places to go, people to see, things to do. Busy. Keyword for this hour is snow.
And the fact that I tried to spell it wrong.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we like to test you folks from time to time and make sure you're paying attention, listening assiduously, to make sure you get the keyword. For this hour, it is snow, as in his name was not John Snow. Wasn't even John Sand. His real last name was Tregarian. Whoa. And he was the rightful heir to the Iron Throne.
You know, the guy that sent a text about you giving out brand information is really going to get mad now.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, we may have. We'll try not to have too many spoilers if you missed last night's Game of Thrones conclusion. But it is unavoidable in some way. By the way, with the series concluding, and Snow, by the way, should be texted to 72881. That's the text line for the contest. All right? 72881. Snow. None of that in the forecast. Far from it. So what'd you think? The series finale last night of Game of Thrones. I thought highly predictable in terms of the writing, what the writers did with it. Probably as disappointing a series finale as, say, The Sopranos, where with The Sopranos, the writers just gave up. And I said, okay, you guys, here, make up your own ending. Tony gets whacked in the restaurant, or he doesn't, and he goes, he lives happily ever after. But things were just very predictable in the GOT finale last night. And with the conclusion of the series, that means we also have a conclusion to our Game of Thrones musical recaps. And there might be a spoiler or two in here. Fair warning, okay? Semi-professional players with their treatment of the Game of Thrones song.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
What will I do on Sundays now that it's come to an end?
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
Life as we know it is over.
No more dragons or gratuitous sex and violence.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
What's not to like?
No more of Cersei's evil smirk or Daenerys torching Doom.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones.
Icarus.
No more beheadings or scenes in brothels featuring lots of boobs.
Game of Thrones, yeah,
wait a
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
We'll miss Sansa, Arya, Tyrion, and of course Jon Snow.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
As the sun sets on Westeros, we say goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
So long, Game of Thrones, till the prequels begin, which will happen before you know it. So Jon Snow and cast and crew are out of here. As I said, no snow in the forecast. Boy, there was nasty weather over the weekend, though. This is a bad time of year in Tornado Alley. I used to live out there. Memphis is part of Tornado Alley. It's on the extreme eastern edge, but they still get their share. wide swath of Tornado Alley braced Sunday for severe storms that came rumbling through, ruinous wind gusts, hail and tornadoes scattered communities from Iowa to Texas, cleaning up the damage from the last round of angry weather. Tornado Alley certainly waking up with significant severe weather. AccuWeather extreme meteorologist Reed Timmer said on Twitter, more than 1,500 flights delayed or canceled into or out of DFW International Airport over the weekend because of the weather. More than 60,000 homes and businesses without power in Texas as well as in Iowa yesterday, down from almost 150,000 late Saturday night. Others in the path of severe weather are anticipating some. Detroit, Chicago, Indy, Toledo, Paducah, Kentucky. In Louisiana, a gas station and other buildings in and around Villa Platte were destroyed early yesterday morning by a possible tornado. In nearby Mamou, a Facebook post showed a battered home that had been shoved onto the highway by high winds, completely blocking the road. Wow. That's not something you see every day. Caroline Bieber DeShotels posted on Facebook, y'all, there is a whole house on Lancy Meg Road in Mamou, literally. The lady is okay, her house and car, not so much. Plethora of tornado reports rolled in starting on Friday, Nebraska and Omaha, and continuing through the weekend. Today, they're saying could be the worst of it, so we'll continue to track it. Extreme heat and very dry conditions for an extended period of time. We are getting the extreme heat part, for sure. Pretty nasty. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, I'm not sure if you're joking, but George R.R. Martin has written prequels to Game of Thrones, reading one right now about the Targaryens. There you go. Yeah, they're one of them. One of the prequels, I believe, is in production. And there are three or maybe four more that they're working on that are thousands of years before the time frame of Game of Thrones. Stop posting spoilers about Game of Thrones. I'm on episode zero with no intention of watching. Well, if you're not going to watch, you wouldn't care about the spoilers. Bob, thanks for the spoilers, Bobby. Already having to not listen to Tara, now can't listen to you either. What did I just say before I played it? Did I not say spoiler alert? Jeez. About series that ended badly, The Last Ship had a good ending, but I wish it would have kept going. Great show as always. Yeah, but if they don't get renewed by the suits of the network, then finale is on the way. Bobby, I think old Chris Wallace has him a big old man crush on Little Mayor Pete, or whatever you call it. Bobby, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. There you go. Bobby, I couldn't stand his old man. That would be Mike Wallace. He of the fabled journalistic ambush at 60 Minutes. Couldn't stand his old man and like Chris Wallace even less. Won't watch anything he's part of. Tucker is all I watch on Fox anymore. I agree with Hannity's views, but don't like his repetition. OAN is our go-to now for news. OAN is pretty good. Pretty good. Bob, I have the key word in a sentence. Did Jon Snow end up taking the Iron Throne in last night's finale? See what I did there? CBO stats numbers show just what the socialist no more care would do, not GOP numbers, facts. Sorry, libtards, didn't mean to upset you with facts. Yeah, facts always get them on edge. Now, Bobby, I believe President Trump is 100% correct. Mayor Pete does bear a striking resemblance to Alfred E. Newman, the poster boy of Mad Magazine. Decades back. What? Me worry? 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and right back with more as we cruise on here on the Monday edition on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I know I've been doing boneheads in the news in the bonus hour much of last week, but we'll move it back into the 5 o'clock hour today, and we'll get to boneheads. There's pretty much an all-star lineup for boneheads in the news, as there always is. You know, there is no dearth of topics for boneheads in the news. To the phones we go. Bill is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. I don't know. Do you remember in the 80s the series ER?
Yeah, sure do.
Well, I don't know if you remember the ending of that, but my wife and I, that was probably the last series that we really got interested in. But we watched that, and I don't know, it had 7 or 8 seasons, and you know, all the stories that are going to go on in a hospital, doctors and interns and nurses and romance and divorce and all that stuff.
Of course.
Well, we watched that whole thing, and on the last episode, you're going through, and it's just kind of like a regular episode, and you're getting up to the last few minutes of the show, and you're wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And they come back from commercial, and the two top doctors, one of them's the older doctor and one of them's the younger doctor. Well, they're in this dingy little apartment in Chicago or somewhere, and you can tell that they just workaday guys and just have, you know, just regular jobs. And the son and grandson is there, and he's autistic. And through conversation, they're just sitting there, and they say, I wonder what he thinks about all day long. He's fascinated with this snow globe.
Uh-huh.
And then when the very last thing you see is they zoom in on that snow globe, and in the snow globe is that hospital that the whole series took place in. And you realize that everything was just in this boy's mind. And for the time, that just really bowled me over. I thought it was a great ending.
That is pretty creative. Yeah.
It was. So. But anyway, I just always thought that was the best season finale.
Yeah, not bad. For my money, and I've said this before, I thought the series finale to Breaking Bad pretty much retired the trophy.
Well, I never... Like I said, ER was the last one we ever even got into. We hadn't even watched a series since then.
Yeah, well, there's not much out there that gets my attention either, so I'm with you on that one. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. In on the text line, Bob, we live, as you may have noticed, in a clown world. All right. Oh, and this one. Wah-wah, Bob keeps telling spoilers about a show that is over. Bobby, I like the Big Bang Theory finale. Game of Thrones, not interested. Walking Dead, nah. Yes, you did, Bob. You warned him about spoilers. Bobby, worst finale in history, Seinfeld. Boy, it's right up there. That was a stinker. Sopranos, and that was another one. Didn't go the distance. It's not out of the ballpark. Bobby, Monk ended well. Bobby, you think people are getting too wrapped up in these shows? Well, look, given what's going on in the real world, you know, you blame people for getting lost in a fictionalized world? Bob, the Game of Thrones, this Game of Thrones of which you speak, is this a sporting event that we can buy tickets to, or like a board game, like Guess Who or Battleship? I'll hang up and listen. This is a text message. Sincerely, the congressman who suggested Guam might tip over. That would be Hank Johnson, Democrat, Georgia. Nice going. Jeez. What else do we have in here? Oh, yeah. Hey, Bobby, go ahead and keep giving out those spoiler alerts for Game of Thrones. I couldn't give a fat baby's bottom about that series or most of the others that are out there right now. You know the thing that is of concern to the suits at HBO? Because Game of Thrones was so big. I don't know what kind of number it had last night. But the penultimate episode, that is the one a week ago yesterday, had 18.5 million viewers, which is really big, obviously, for cable. But they're concerned now that with GOT over with, that people are going to say, holy cow, look at how much money I'm spending on HBO. I got to dump that thing quick.
An audience of 19.3 million people.
Oh, thank you, Moneypenny. Yeah, so
and
that's
set a record.
Yeah, that's our biggest. That's our biggest audience ever. But where do you go from here? You know, you got no place to go but down, right? And HBO has a lot of stuff on there that I am not a big fan of. So, yeah, their fears may be well founded. And if you were a big Game of Thrones fan, and now, you know, you're getting the shakes because you're going through withdrawal, instead of, not to worry. Bobby Mack, semi-professional players have you covered there as well.
Game of Thrones is over. Millions feel lost. Don't worry. This has happened before.
When Breaking Bad ended, I was bummed. Then the spinoff show Better Call Saul came on. But the shows were boring. Then I got into Thrones. It was the best of times.
But now that too is done. Luckily, the makers of Game of Thrones let fans down easy by making sure the last season sucked. Give it time, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Before you know it, HBO will come up with a new series. Like a gang of cowboy outlaws who go to outer space only to find a planet of female vampires.
Wow.
And when they don't feud, they all have sex with each other.
Wow.
Vampire Rodeo, coming soon to HBO.
I don't know. That series may be somewhat far-fetched. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Don't touch that dial.
A what?
We'll be right back.
Yep, we will be right back on the other side of the news here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, I'm Bobby Mack.
What?
That sounded more like Mr. Ed than it did Johnny Cash. That one didn't have the distance on it either. That one's not going to get out of the park.
It wasn't Mr. Ed. That was Wilbur.
Yeah, that was. Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah, it was. Well, that's what I meant. Wilbur. Wilbur. In on the text line, Bobby, Band of Brothers was the ultimate HBO miniseries. You know what else was pretty good also? The one they did about the Marines in the South Pacific called The Pacific. That was well done, too. Bobby didn't watch one episode of Game of Thrones. Instead, we went outside and enjoyed real life. Wow, what a concept. Bobby, it's a refreshing breath of fresh air to hear about subject matter like TV shows, golf tournaments, and riderless horse races. Yeah, right. The Preakness versus the dark world of partisan politics. Thank you. Bobby, nothing on TV worth watching because shows are politically correct and the news is fake. From conservative Kitty Loves God. Bob, the reason the last season was not up to par is because there was no actual novel to base it on, just notes. Hopefully the last novels, the ones still to come, will end better. Bob, so it sounds like HBO had no care of the quality of the finale. They just wanted to hold subscribers as long as possible. Well, that's a factor. Bobby, best ending of all time, maybe Moneypenny, will be the only one that might have watched it. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Did you watch that, Moneypenny? Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I did.
You did? It said best ending of all time, Texter says on here. Bob, I still think the ending of MASH was the best ever. Bobby, the season finale your caller was referring to was not ER, but rather Saint Elsewhere. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I thought that sounded like Saint Elsewhere. Bobby, the MASH finale. Bobby, Big Bang Theory took a real nosedive after season 3. Haven't seen it since. Bobby, I thought the Bob Newhart show finale was the best ever. And Bobby, speaking of medical TV shows, bring back Scrubs. Okay. Bobby, Star Trek Enterprise also had a lousy series ending finale. And I think that catches me up with the text line. Okay. I believe I have time to get on all the boneheads here. So let's go ahead and get to this. Moneypenny, you ready for boneheads?
Go.
Okay, here we go. Here's the Monday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
All righty. Let's get them front and center here, shall we? A woman in California headed out of town a few weeks ago, hired a dog walker to watch her 2 dogs for 5 days. She found the dog watcher or walker using an app called WAG. Then she watched on her doggy cam while the dog walker brought over her boyfriend, sat on her couch naked. Here's the dog owner and the dog walker, who says he just doesn't like wearing clothing when it's hot.
On the preview of the alert, it showed a man in our house, someone that I wasn't expecting. So I opened it up, and that's when I saw that she was there with a man in our house, and they were going straight for our bedroom.
She believes that you were having sex in both of the bedrooms.
It's okay that she believes that that's not what was going on.
To see that video where she's just butt naked,
it got hot. And as I said, I don't like wearing clothes. And I feel terrible about it. It was not something I did with intent or with malice.
Oh, with no malice and a forethought, as the attorney said. Probably be hiring a different dog sitter next time around. Meantime, a guy flying a small plane from here in the Palmetto State to Orlando ran out of fuel last Thursday afternoon and had to crash land on the on-ramp of a highway in Florida. He even hit a car in the process. Amazingly, everybody was okay. The 911 calls were pretty entertaining. Here are two of them, plus the guy whose car got hit.
There was a plane that fell out of the sky.
A plane fell out of the sky?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I had heard engine above, overhead, and it sounded like it was having some problems, some hesitation, choking out, something like that.
How many vehicles are involved?
Actually, I saw a small plane crash onto the ramp.
Jeez. Right okay, you said a plane crashed onto the ramp?
Yeah.
Okay, like hold on one second.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not an accident. Well, it is an accident, but it's not the kind you usually hear about. It's a plane landing on the on-ramp. Meantime, we go north across the border to Canada. A bro tried to drive his snowmobile across a pool. They just have too much time on their hands. Well, it sort of worked until he landed on the concrete on the other side of the pool, flipped, and had the snowmobile land right on top of him. And as I mentioned, since it happened in Canada, crushed you good, eh? And full tunnel right on top of you. These must be local expressions of nice going.
Oh, man. Oh, crushed you good, eh? Oh, did it ever hit you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh, man. Full tunnel right on top of you.
Yeah. Full tunnel, bro. Right on top of you, man. Your life has to be really pretty darn dull if you're going to try and drive your snowmobile across a swimming pool. Anything for a viral video, I guess. Sometimes, though, these ideas don't work out exactly as planned. Like for Kutanagi Dimitri Gepti Sopa. He figured it'd be a good idea. Get a lot of attention at his high school graduation if he did a backflip, which ended up, well, not being a total backflip, more like a total, well, faceplant.
Kutanagi Dimitri Gepti Sopa.
Ooh. That's going to leave an ugly bruise. So we decided to give Katanagi our Way to Go For It award for this Monday. When his name was called to graduation, he went for it. So we celebrate the guy who decided to jump.
Katanagi Dimitri Gepti Sopa.
Ooh. Oh. I don't care how many times we run it. He's never going to make it, okay? It ends up being a face plant every time. Well, again, you know, he was looking for a viral video. Mission accomplished. It's not in the way that you had intended.
Boneheads in the News.
There you go. There's the Monday edition of Boneheads in the News. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
entertained? Are you not entertained?
Well, I hope so, if not, at the very least, informed. 5:50 now, 10 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go. Gunny James is along this afternoon. Semper Fi, Gunny, how was your Monday?
Oh, it's great, Bobby Mac. Semper Fidelis to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I couldn't call in a while ago. I was busy working when you were talking about John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was wanting to call in. You can look him up on Three Gun Nation. This guy is top shelf on that stuff. And it's under his real name, Keenan. What's his name?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Right.
All right. Well, he can really do this stuff with the weapons. You need to watch it. Look it under up that and look under Three Gun Nation, and it'll show him in action. And this guy is good. And he's also good with his feet and his hands. I wish I'd have had him in Southeast Asia. He'd have been a heck of a point man.
I hear you. I did see there was something. I don't know if it was a trailer for the John Wick movie or the third one just came out over the weekend and I believe was a big hit at the box office. I think it was a promotional trailer for John Wick 3, and it showed some of the training that he went through for all the physical exertion he did in doing so many of these stunts, and Halle Berry was featured in there as well, and she talked about how hard she had to train just to try and keep up with Keanu Reeves.
Yes, sir. He's one of those that you've heard people say, don't shoot him, you just make him mad.
Yes, that's right.
Wouldn't fight him with two guns and him naked.
No, I'm here. Yeah. John Wick is serious and means business.
Yes, sir, he is. But I was wanting to call in and tell you about that, but I didn't get a chance, sir. But if anybody's out there, you can look it up under Three Gun Nation. It's under his name. And just watch this guy.
Yeah.
He is bad.
Yeah, he is.
He gets it done before the horn goes off, too.
I guess it's as close as they can do it in the movies, you know, but very, very realistic. Gunny, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. And as I said, Semper Fi to you. Keanu Reeves is also, he's an interesting guy. From all reports, is a pretty good down to earth kind of guy too. Moneypenny was telling me a story. What was the one about? He was on the subway. Moneypenny, was it the subway?
Yeah, he rides public transportation. He doesn't have a big chauffeur, driver, whatever. He uses the subway. And there's a video online that somebody secretly filmed.
Uh-huh.
That shows him getting up and letting an older lady have his seat on the subway.
Very nice. And a while back, there was a plane that ended up, I think, being grounded for a mechanical. And so did he get the bus?
The bus.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. He got a big tour bus, and they put everybody on the bus and transported them to wherever it was they were going. Pretty cool. Bobby, a final episode of Quantum Leap was lame. Ziggy, who seemed to know why the star leaped to a location, was a bartender. Yeah, that's creative. I noticed Mary Tyler Moore and Barney Miller ended the same way, lights out and door closed. Bobby, from today's Boneheads, those Canadians sound like they could be Florida men. Another texter merely says, hey, y'all, hold my beer and watch this. Yeah, you know, drive his snowmobile right over the swimming pool. Bobby, Lost, my nominee for worst season finale ever. What a letdown. Bobby, as you know, there's Naked and then there's Naked. Absolutely. About GOT, Bobby, I for one am glad that stupid show is done. Bob's spinoff of the Buffy series of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, was awesome. Bobby, the finale for The Voice is tonight and tomorrow, and it's been pretty good. Bobby, I just wait and buy box sets on most of these series. That's one way to do it, yeah. Bobby, Mr. Reeves actually does three-gun competition as a hobby. Wow. Now, Bobby, Keanu Reeves immerses himself in his roles. He trains hard for the John Wick movies. I can't wait to see this one. Yeah, they're good. Wait, did I just hear that a pizza is going to come with vegan sausage, but doesn't pizza come with cheese, and doesn't the crust contain eggs and other animal products? Vegans won't need it anyway. I have no idea what that's in reference to. Is that a misdirect? It could be a misdirected text. We love those. We love to get the misdirected ones because I always reply to those with something snarky. Bobby, just to ditto a recent caller, I've been involved with action pistol sports for a long time, and I did not believe it at first, but Keanu Reeves is the real deal with firearms. Actually, quite amazing. Yeah, he's good. He is good, no question about it. Bonus hour is on the way next. Let me quickly, do I have time? No, sir. I was going to, Ken, in Anderson, if you can hang on, I'm right up against the news here at the top of the hour, but I promise we'll get to you first thing on the other side in the bonus hour, all right? And Moneypenny has the final keyword for today as well, so stand by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.